So come again into a very comfortable seated position, pressing the crown to the sky, sit bones into your cushion. Deep breath in, soft belly, breathing up the back and over the top of the head, down the front of the body. Dropping your grounding cord down through your legs and your tailbone into the earth, into Mother Gaia, where there's actually what we call the earth chakra beneath your feet. So there's actually still a part of your energy field that's in the earth at all times. And drop that in and just feel yourself very grounded and rooted in your body. And breathe. And with each in-breath, do a scan of the body starting from the head and just give the breath the permission to fill that area of the body so that maybe the neck and the jaw and the scalp, the face muscles get filled with the breath, and then exhale any tension. Letting go, the face has something like 300 muscles, so it can be very tense. So just allow that, the ocular area, the ears, the jaw, just to let go with the exhale. And then following suit, let go of the tension in the shoulders and the upper back, the chest, with each exhalation. And then breathing in the next deep breath into the lower back, it nourishes the kidneys and the adrenals. And exhale any tension, fear, stress from the lower back. And with the third inhalation, breathe the energy from the earth in through your legs. So up the back of the legs, up the back body, really bringing in that grounding Mother Earth energy. You're so safe. You are a child of Gaia, Mother Gaia. And then exhale any tension in the hips, pelvic area, thighs, knees, ankles. Just do a little circle of those joints. And you can circle your shoulders as well, elbows. Doing circular motions with the joints actually gives the bursa permission to generate more fluid, more of that beautiful fluid in the synovial spine and in the major joints of the body, the hips, the knees, the ankles. The movement gives that signal. Oh, let's lubricate. Let's make this more fluid. Good. Deep breath. And so from here, let's go to our safe place. And for some of you who've worked with me in the office, you know you can bring up a very gentle tapping on your thighs with just the tips of your fingers, one side and then the other, at this pace, very slowly. It's just a little EMDR technique to help you drop in a little deeper. It helps to anchor the left and the right side of the brain. So you just do left and then right. Left and then right on the top of the leg or the thighs. And as you land in your safe place, you come to this imaginal safe place. It can be a room, it can be a space out in nature. Really take in the scene with all five senses: smell, taste, touch, feel the temperature, of course, see the beauty. Notice just exactly what's the perfect environment for you. And as you do the tapping on either side of your leg very slowly, you're actually telling your nervous system to just let go. You're very centered, very soothed, very grounded and present and balanced. And now I'm going to invite you to take a journey back to being a little child between the age of 1 and 5. Continue to tap. And again, you don't have to remember. So many people don't remember. So just imagine what would it have been like for me when I was 1 years old or 2 years old. And what I want you to do is imagine a scene where you're learning something for the first time. It could be your first step. It could be the first time you touch a dog and feel the fur. It could be the first time that you taste ice cream. But just let it be a moment of wonder for you as a child. And at the same time, I want you to imagine beautiful inner guides. It can be like a mother and a father who are right there with you, sharing in your new experience. Maybe you're finger painting and you're getting it all over yourself and you're just delighting in the texture and or you're making a mud pie or you're building something out of blocks and it just gets taller and taller and taller and you're so excited to create. And just be with this wonder and this joy, and at the same time, I want you to imagine these guides delighting in you, delighting in your own joy. They're just everything you do. They laugh at, they delight in, they don't laugh at you, they laugh with the joy of it. They are amazed at your growth and at your creativity. Look, she said her first word. Look, he took his first step. Maybe you tasted a mango for the first time and made a funny face. So they just delight in you, and they take great pride in being your guides, your inner parents. And feel what that feels like, to have parents who are so attuned to you, or inner guides that are so attuned to you, that whatever you do, you're never alone, because they're so involved and thoroughly enthralled with your development that you learn something and they go, wow, they might make a mark on the calendar or take a picture. Look, she learned to do this today. He learned to do this today. Maybe it's learning to ride a bike. And just allow yourself to receive this moment in time in your nervous system of, even if you're making a mess, they're delighted in you. They never get angry at you. They never judge you or... I mean, if you were doing something unsafe, they would guide you back. But this is about you being free to explore and discover. And they are completely on board with you. You don't have to worry about taking care of them if you spill mud on the floor or paint on the wall or get yourself dirty. There's none of that worry about them or their needs. It's all about letting them delight in who you are. So develop that scene for a few more minutes. And really allow the feeling of being attuned to having somebody really pay attention to your feelings and delighting in you. Let that wash over you. Let yourself feel what that would be like. And then let's complete that scene with maybe a little group hug. Maybe they wash you off your hands and give you a kiss. And then come back to your adult self, sitting on your cushion in your safe place first. Again, attuning to the sounds and smells and sights and temperature of the place. Feeling what it feels like. Your heart may be still a little excited and joyous at imagining an exploration and a sense of wonder and having an inner guide or guardian angels or inner parents delight in you. You're not alone in this discovery of the world. You have these great beings that are along for the journey with you. They see the world through your eyes, and you matter. So continue to tap if you've forgotten to do that, one side and then the other. And anchor that sense of knowing that you're never alone, that you have this inner guardian, inner guide that delights in your creativity and explorations. And then come back to the room where you're seated. Flutter your eyelids open, deep breath, and stretch.